And welcome back. I'm Jeff Rentz with Dr. Ernest L. Martin. The Temples at Jerusalem Forgot is the book. We're going to tell you how to get that book as we continued. It is a remarkable book put together by one of the world's great scholars and archaeologists, not to mention theologians, Dr. Ernest L. Martin. We're talking a little bit about Jerusalem, which went into severe decline during the Dark Ages, of course, and lasted, well, they lasted for a long time. I guess the Crusades were the next great period in which Jerusalem became an icon of culture as it was then. Tell us about the Crusades a bit, Dr. Martin, and what they meant to Jerusalem and vice versa.
They are a very important period of time simply because that is when the Jewish authorities gave up the original temple site for the temples that were being aspired to by the Christians and the Muslims. And when the Crusades were over, we find that the whole geography of Jerusalem had changed. In actual fact, as far as Jewish participation in the period, from 1099, at the very beginning of the Crusades, that is when Jerusalem was taken by the Europeans, our European forces, there was not a Jew that lived in the city of Jerusalem or even got near it for a little over 50 years. And when they went back, they found a Jerusalem that was entirely different. Now, at that time, however, the many of our, I should say the European forces, many of the people were literally illiterate and were unable to, because of the Dark Ages that had come along.
Right.
But when they came into this area of the Middle East, they found a highly sophisticated Arabic culture that many of them inherited and they liked very much, and it brought back temporarily a type of renaissance to Europe, and many of the beginning of the universities in Europe started as a result of crusaders being in the Middle East, coming in contact with highly developed Arabic and Muslim culture, and then more or less ending the Dark Ages. Now, there was a time in the 1300s when the Black Death came along, and that put people back a long way, but then with the Protestant Reformation, we really inherited much from the Arabic people as a result of the Crusades. But Jerusalem itself suffered tremendously after the Crusades were over. The Crusaders actually tore that city practically to smithereens, and the rock underneath the Dome of the Rock, they took chippings of it back to Europe. That one Arabic commentator thought there was more parts of the rock in Istanbul and throughout Europe than there was left in Jerusalem.
Wow. Well, that's another sad comment on history and what peoples do, not to mention the number of people who were slaughtered on both sides. How long did the Crusades last again? It was a long period of time. It wasn't just 10 or 20 years. It was...
Well, it could be stretched over a 200-year period.
Yeah, it was a long time.
In Palestine itself, in Jerusalem, about 100 years.
Yeah.
And, people taking Jerusalem off and on. It was in European hands from 1099 up to 1087 when Saladin, the Kurdish Muslim conqueror, came back and reestablished Muslim rule in the area. And one more time, the Europeans were able to take Jerusalem again. But then the battles that took place there, as you were saying, they just ravaged the countryside and changed the city of Jerusalem from what it was earlier on into practically a devastation. There were no walls around Jerusalem after the Crusades until Solomon the Magnificent, the Turkish ruler, in 1538 built the present walls we find around the old city of Jerusalem.
Interesting. Without spending a whole lot of time, I don't want to gloss over the magnificence of Arabic civilization, which existed when Europe was literally in the dark. The mathematicians, the philosophers, the writers were absolutely unparalleled, I guess, in known culture at that time. The zenith of the Arabs was marvelous, and one day I'll do a program on that because it is a forgotten epoch in so-called Western history, which needs more of, I think, more attention.
Jeff, I hope you will do that. You're absolutely right. And astronomy, too, was developed cultivation at that time.
I mean, they made the Europeans look like peasants. It's not at that period of time.
Not the case.
Yeah.
We Europeans, I'm assuming we're all, I am and you are, we come from that area of the mm-hmm. world, but we mm-hmm. learned so much from them during that classical period of time, from about the 8th century A.D. on up to about the 13th.
They pulled Europe back up, I think, out of the gutter. Let's tell it like it is. We will continue to do so with Dr. Ernest L. Martin in just a couple of minutes. We'll take some calls later on tonight as well. We are going to trace the temple and the Dome of the Rock and all the rest of it so you have a better understanding after tonight's program about what all the bloodshed, dying, and strife is really all about in the Middle East. And we shall continue in just a couple minutes.